This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Diary for the week being the 3rd of April. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. EU and British trade negotiators start work next week on Brexit trade negotiations, although proper face-to-face talks won't begin until May. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is meeting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi at the White House on Monday to discuss terrorism and repairing diplomatic bridges at his Florida golf resort with Chinese President Xi Jinping. On Friday, the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court will be voted on by the entire Senate, with Democrats threatening a filibuster. EU foreign ministers meet on Monday to talk about Yemen, Libya, and Syria, and officials will be exploiting fraught U.S.-Mexican relations in trade talks with Mexico. Basque separatists on Saturday hand in the last of their weapons, while in Denmark a 16-year-old far-right Danish girl goes on trial on terrorism charges. Also on trial, again, is former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on charges of defamation, bribery, and child prostitution. Another rail strike is planned in Britain and a bus strike in the Czech Republic. A general strike is threatened in Argentina. There are parliamentary elections in Gambia on Thursday. And in the Georgian region of South Ossetia on Sunday, there will be a presidential election and a referendum to change the region's name to the State of Alania. The referendum has been condemned by the US and EU. And finally, you claim you love her. Prove it. Be at the Sotheby's auction room on Monday to place your bid for the world's largest pink diamond. The 59.6-carat pink star is expected to fetch $60 million. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week being the 3rd of April. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. British and EU negotiators go into hyperdrive next week following Mrs. May's formal triggering of Article 50. The next big date is 29 April when EU heads of government gather to finalise the European bargaining position. In America, Donald Trump has serious bridge building to do with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who meets the president for the first time on Thursday and Friday at Trump's Florida golf resort. The two leaders will discuss North Korea, the South China Sea, trade disputes, and climate change. On Monday, President Trump plays host at the White House to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The two men will discuss fighting Middle East terrorism. The battle to put Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court bench reaches its climax on Friday when the full Senate votes on his nomination. Democratic senators are backing the use of the filibuster to block the confirmation vote. EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels on Monday when the focus of the discussions will be the Middle East, especially Syria, Yemen, and Libya. Also at the meeting will be the Secretary-General of the Arab League, Ahmed Abu Ghatif, fresh from the Arab League summit. EU and Mexican officials will also hold trade talks on Monday. The Europeans see an opportunity to increase trade with Mexico in the wake of fraught U.S.-Mexican relations. On the terrorist front, after decades of fighting, the Basque separatist group ETA is on Saturday due to hand over the last of its weapons. In Denmark on Friday, an extreme right-wing teenage girl goes on trial on terrorism charges. The 16-year-old is said to have made her own bombs and was planning to blow up two schools, including a private Jewish school in Copenhagen. The sex and bribery trial of former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi starts on Wednesday. Berlusconi has already been found guilty of tax fraud. The latest court case involves bribery, defamation, and child prostitution. Several strikes are planned next week, including a rail strike in Britain and a bus strike in the Czech Republic. A general strike is threatened in Argentina to protest against government economic policies. On the election front, there are parliamentary elections in Gambia on Thursday, and in the Georgian region of South Ossetia on Sunday, there will be presidential elections and a referendum to change the region's name to the State of Alania. The United States and EU have condemned the referendum as illegitimate. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.